Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Today, we are actually checking out one of our local favorite dispensaries and companies, Dragonfly Wellness.
Yeah, Dragonfly has been really good to us. We were able to meet with them, but man, they've got some fantastic products.
Yeah, they do. And I just remembered. So the strain we're going to talk about today is Cindy Cheese. It's one of their...
Great name.
Right? Betty Wellness is one of Dragonfly's lines within there. And this is one of their strains. So Dragonfly actually works with, or they have an arm of their business called Utah Grown right across the street that you can go get your cards from. And we learned recently that in Utah, there's companies that offer a $25 medical card. Now, that $25 medical card actually ends up being around $65.
Wah, wah.
And then sometimes if your insurance still makes you pay for an office visit or something else, because I don't know if this would totally cover under a general doctor's visit. So then you might have to pay out of pocket on top of that, making it even more than just the Utah Grown's always $70 medical cards.
Yeah, and they're really focused on being able to help out the education while you're there, being really upfront with you. We've experienced, you know, we've got our medical cards here. We didn't get them from Dragonfly. Our next ones definitely will be.
Yeah.
But that's like a year away, almost a year away. So it is one of the things that we really liked about them, though, is their real particular focus on quality. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but how many quality products have you had in your life with cannabis? And now talk about all of the nasty stuff you've had
from
producers.
Yeah. So going from like legacy, gray market, or even to dispensaries, I have had flower from dispensaries in Denver and carts from dispensaries in Denver.
Trash.
That has been just pure garbage and has beaten it. Like I've had hemp from Utah that has beaten out some of the flower that I have gotten from Denver sometimes. And I'm like, this is horrible. But it's the cultivar. It goes a lot into the care and everything that is behind it. So they have these, it's a pod system. Dragonflies, all their carts and that they do, and the Bettys are all pods. Obviously, we're not a massive fan of pods, but I actually haven't had too many issues with clogging or anything with the pods from them.
No, I carry it in my pocket. You have the white one. I have the black one.
They're actually printing us some of these batteries with the Cannabis School logo on them.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if that's something that they can offer and you guys can get as well.
Yeah, these pod systems, they're close to the Stizzy. I would say it's identical to the Stizzy system.
Yeah, probably.
You could fit a Stizzy in here.
Do you have a Stizzy battery at home still?
Yeah.
You should try one of these carts in it when you do and see.
Yeah, I want to try
it. We'll let you know.
It's really cool, but their brand's pretty nice, but their products are really high-end. So I'm excited about it. So, Brent, tell us about what's the terpene profile on this?
Before we get into terpenes, the genetic line of that is actually from Cindy 99. My guess is that's a Cinderella 99, but it's a sativa. And then the indica dominant cheese strain.
Ooh.
And I love cheese strains.
That's a cheesy strain, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
So Cindy cheese, the terpenes.
Oh my gosh.
The most dominant one is limonene, but it's also got beta-carophyllene, humulene, linalool, and beta-myrcene.
What kind of cheese is that?
I have no idea. You tell me. What are you tasting?
Do it again, dude. That's weird. Mmm.
Yeah, so this one's really good for like pain. If you're working all day on your feet or doing construction or anything manual labor, this is a good like pain relief one.
This is good. It's upbeat too. With the amount of limonene that's in this, it's way focused on no racing heart. Now, you can still get kind of racing heart with those types of strains, just depending on what else is with it. The beta carophyllene can definitely aid in that, but I really like the cheese strain. It's it's hard to say. It's like a Gouda almost for me. Like it's a very strange to have that, but it's very tasty. The beta carophyllene hits you again, dude. It's that pepper in the back of the throat,
right in the eyes.
But it's clear. It's really clear. I like it. I'm feeling it going coarse through me. Not heavy anywhere. That pepper's still in the back of my throat, though. Wow.
Yeah, this went like right behind my eyes.
Really?
Yeah. But this one's been a good daytime strain.
Yeah.
Like a great work strain. Enough of the pain relief that I can get out of my back and really get into my work. So it's got enough of the sativa-like effects that I can really focus, hone in, and enough of the pain-relieving properties that I can come out of my back into my head. God, that sounded weird. but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm so focused on that and I can get out of that and actually focus, it becomes such a great tool for work.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But it's not foggy. It's a pretty clear-headed strain.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not an illuminating strain. It's an awake strain. I appreciate that. First hit, though, I felt it. Like, it hit me like right behind the eyes. I don't feel it behind my eyes anymore. But it's really nice. And in the dosing, again, going to what's in your cart is concentrated oil in there. What's the percentage of THC in this one?
77.92.
Yeah, good amount here.
But it's also got THCV, CBD, 4.4% CPG, 3% CBC, and 2.6% CBN. So
yeah, that sedativeness that you feel at first is the CBN, but it's very short-lived.
This is one of the things I really liked about Dragonfly's products is they've actually had such a wider range of cannabinoids and terpenes on all of their products. So I would say that the experience from the pens and the flower that we've had from them has been really good.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the cool things I like on their website, they have this that other patients have found these products effective for, and it says pain is the top one. I could kind of see that. Relaxed. Yeah, I'm kind of relaxed. Focused. I feel focused. Nausea. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Happier. Interesting.
You know, a little bit of sleep. I don't feel like asleep. This is nice. You know what? I like it said about hunger. I don't feel munchies on this.
I didn't really get... Only 1% of people reported feeling hungry, but that could also have been them at the time. Maybe they hadn't eaten. There's a lot of factors that go into that. But yeah, it's not really a munchy kind of strain.
Oh, I like it because it's Cindy Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that next time.
I get a lot of cheesy notes on like the after notes in my mouth.
Oh, totally. And it's a stronger cheese. You know, it's not like a blue, like I like blue cheese strains. They're,
same.
So good.
Or like the gassy kind of cheese ones too.
Yeah.
I love those. It's been interesting because when I first got into cannabis, some of the skunkier, cheesier, gassier tones I didn't like.
I could see that.
As much, but I was also very much using it to
just like, get high.
And numb my pain, like numb my back pain, but it was also like I had been heavily drinking because I had gone through divorce recently and been 2.5 years of separated before that, which was just a clusterfuck of a mess. And so, like, I definitely used cannabis at some point to, I think...
Numb it out?
Oh, the interesting thing is I actually thought more because I found more strains that would make me introspective or make me think about things that I just hadn't thought about. Cannabis truly became like this tool for me to look at my life where I hadn't, at least not the same. And so I don't feel like I've truly ever numbed from it. And in fact, there's a moment of really shitty moment in my life and my kid's life that my ex had called me and just, I was with Casey and she told me something had happened to my kids. And that night all my friends were hanging out and they were drinking and my kids were down in another state and I couldn't get to them that day. They asked if I wanted to drink with them and I was like, no, I shouldn't do that because I knew if I drank, I would get in this spiraling down mindset and I wouldn't It wouldn't help me.
Yeah.
So instead that night, I smoked a lot. In that moment, I had perspectives and insights that I never would have had. I came out of that night with a different thing in my head.
Yeah.
And so I've never actually found that cannabis for me has been numbing. Most of the time it just numbs racing thoughts, but that just allows me to truly focus on what is actually important or needed at that moment. Sometimes that's relaxing. Sometimes that's to get some shit done. Sometimes that's to talk with someone. It just depends on the moment. But for me, it's never been something to numb the mind. And sorry for that random long tangent. I just...
No, don't be. I mean, you know, this is the thing, you know, when you describe that right there about it's not the numbing of feelings, it's the numbing of the racing thoughts. Because when we are in a state of frustration or anger or sadness and it's overwhelming, our minds tend to go real quickly to the worst case scenario, and then we overreact or we underreact, you know, because we're there. When you have cannabis, it allows it to be the catalyst of calm and reason. And that's the one, you know, kind of some of the things we talk about, like if we're upset about something and we're just like, maybe you get in a fight with your girlfriend, or I'm just really frustrated with what my wife just said. And I'm like, fuck, I want to fight. And yeah. I'm just going to go.
What's the fight or flight mode that you get into? And it's like, is that the best moment to handle that situation? Is in that fight or flight mode? Well, is the person that you are talking to, like, is there a threat? Is there truly a threat? Or is it just like anger perceived from the situation and what was said? And like, we can react from emotion because that's what most are. Like, reactions are from emotion. It's like something triggers us and we react because some emotion pushed us to do this.
Yeah, it's the it really is. I mean, that's I'm happy that you didn't go to alcohol. And I, you know, I still remember I was talking to my wife about it not too long ago, just talking about having a drink. You know, like every once in a while, like I don't mind. And but even now, like now more so than ever, I have no desire for it because I know what happens. And regardless of the physical feelings I have, it's the emotional roller coaster. If everything is just right and it's a good time, some of my best times in my life, I was so fucking drunk.
Oh yeah. I've had amazing moments with it, but I've also had
bad moments.
Yeah. Some of my worst moments, some of the like dumbest decisions in my life that normally I would not make.
Truly, man. I think back to the times where I've yelled at my sons and gotten so angry with them, and to the point where I'm not realizing that I'm much bigger than they are and I'm much more aggressive than they are. And it comes from my upbringing, but dude, it has nothing to do with it right then and there. And often, you know, my wife had said, she's like, you know, I just kind of feel like you're taking too much sometimes. I'm like, yeah, because I'm overwhelmed and I don't want to lash out at everybody, but I still want to have a lucid conversation.
You don't want to react. Well, you want to respond.
How I, you know, the amount of cannabis, as far as like if we compared milligram to milligram of effective chemicals that alter your mind state, and you take alcohol, the same amount on alcohol percentage as you would with cannabis, you're going to be slurring your speech. You're not going to make sense. You won't be able to really hone in on what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you might stagger around. Like, yeah. You're not.
Not well.
Coherent, you're not safe, and like it's not.
If you green out, you don't argue with anybody.
You sit there quietly.
Yeah, you're panicked.
Take a nap.
Try to. Yeah, you're just like, fuck, this sucks.
Depends on where you're at.
Right, right. But thinking about it, like, no, I mean, I'm glad you went off that, and thanks for sharing that, because it's hard, but knowing that, you know, that's a great example for those who are listening or who are watching. If you are in this place where you're so reactive to the situation and it only can be a bad for you later on. And I know a lot of it is thinking like, if anybody did something to my kids, I would fucking kill them. I get that. I totally do. but also knowing that we need to learn everything before you start loading up the weapon. Like if it was crazy, I mean, just horrible, your situation.
I think that's horrible. The only thing that saved me from being in prison today is the fact that they were thousands of miles away, because otherwise that night someone would have died. And I think that time to reflect was, I mean, it was life-changing, and it's been just, that was fucking hard.
Yeah.
But like, that's why I know that this has made me so much better as a person, as a parent, as a father, as like a friend, as a son, as like an employee, as just a human.
Yeah.
Because I still react sometimes, and I...
Oh, yeah.
It's my dad, like how I grew up, you know, and I look at things and I'm like, I hate when I react. I love when I respond. When I show up as what my kid or my partner or my friend needs, not with the reaction, based on emotion of what I perceived or heard at that moment, because sometimes it's not, as we know, by going through NLP, so much miscommunicated.
Yeah.
And the words that are always said is not always what's meant. And sometimes what's meant is not what's said. And it's just, it's this thing that we don't realize. And we don't always look at the other person and go, hey, what just said? Like, what was just said? Okay, well, I don't know everything that's going on in that person's life today. I don't know everything that's going on in that person's head today. Now, I just reacted. But maybe that person's parent just died. Maybe they just got in a fight with their spouse.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just like got divorced. Like, you have no idea what's going on in that person's life. I have an experience with my daughter. She's at school, and she had one of her friends that wrote her a letter, and it was basically like, I hate you.
Wow.
And she's like, I don't know what I did. I don't know what happened. And a friend had said that to like her and a couple other people. And then it turned out that she had just not brought her a sucker. But at home, that kid, they're 12 now almost. And that kid's family is going through potential divorce. And as a child, that fucks up your whole home. It fucks up your entire life. And so then that changes your entire reality and your world. And how many people like question their reality and their world, or like things they're taught, or like, it's just, it's always hard. And sometimes when it's not something you're looking for and it just happens and shatters that reality, that can be incredibly hard. And so then we react because we're already in this massive place filled with just overwhelming emotion. So then we just snap or react, and it's like, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But this is given the ability to actually, like, not always, obviously, I'm still working on that all the time, but given me more times that I have responded, or if I do react, I realize, hey, I am reacting, and I need to go take a minute so I can come back and respond, or that we can have this discussion, or that something, because the state that I'm in is emotional, 100%. Whether it's sad, angry, mad, like hurt, any of those are all secondary emotions usually. They're all stemming from something else. So if you can look back and go, what's causing this? Why am I like this? Why am I pissed right now? Why am I hurt right now?
Yeah.
Like, and then come back and go, hey, I'm really sorry. I was frustrated, and this is me realizing this, or this is this, but I'm trying to work now and understand why you're feeling this way, or why you're saying this thing, or why this thing is happening. Let's work together now instead of, you know, me realizing that it's just this immediate emotion, so I'm butting heads. If I can take this step back, I can readdress it from a clear head and go, hey, maybe this isn't personal. Maybe they're not trying to do this. Maybe what they said didn't mean what I heard, but maybe that's just what I perceived at that moment. And so coming back and clarifying, go, hey, I'm sorry, but you said this, and this is what I took it as.
Yeah, perception is projection.
Like, that's okay to go, because then maybe they're like, oh, shit, hey, I'm really sorry. This is actually what I meant.
Yeah.
Because it's always in the communication of everything unsaid. How much is left unsaid?
Yeah, it's the greatest regret we have, man, is not being being misunderstood, because it's usually not with that. And, you know, and to kind of go back to this, this is a, as you can tell, this is a very introspective strain.
Very, yeah,
you can,
chatty.
But beyond chatty though, I think it's a reflective thing. You know, when you brought up that, I was going through a lot, and I'm sure a lot of those who are listening are going through the exact same thing. They're thinking about, you know, hey, when the reason why I use this is to be able to not respond emotionally, because it's so easy. We don't know what's going on in other people's lives, and they annoy the shit out of you, and they do something completely irritating, and you got to go, okay, well, I got to look at the good parts of that one. And if that relationship in your life, you're having a difficulty being able to figure out if anything good is from it, even after you smoke Cindy cheese, maybe you need to change your situation. I mean, it's just, it's really hard, but I would rather have I had a thought while you were talking about it, and this is where I want to go. I'm going to just break off from where I was going to go.
You're good.
You have to remember too that this is a mild hallucinogen, and the same things that you're going to get your intent from, you can experience the same with on psilocybin, whether it's ketamine or ayahuasca or DMT, like whatever you're going to, if your intent is to get something out of it. For me, using cannabis is to get clarity of where I understand where I am at. I need to know where I am at. And then two, evaluate what's been said to me in a way where I cannot be reactive, but I can contemplate it and think, am I for it or am I not for it? And then the last part is being able to not respond emotionally after it. It doesn't mean it voids emotion. It enhances emotion.
Yeah. But
it also allows you to not make that mistake. So think of it the same way. If you go in with intent to use cannabis just to get high, good for you. Great for you. You're doing it for a reason. There's something that's pulling you to it. And I'm not just saying the plant talks to you, because alcohol talks to you too. And for people, it works for a little bit, and then it doesn't. It's the same thing with other hard illicit drugs, whether it be prescription or non-prescription. They're doing it to fill in a gap. I'm not going to say that I use cannabis because I'm 100% healthy. Matter of fact, I use it because I am not healthy mentally, physically, and this helps.
It improves your quality of life.
Right.
And it's like you said, you're addicted to cannabis. And I think about that often, because it's like, well, I am addicted to a better quality of life. I love feeling happy.
No, I mean,
I love having less pain.
There's nothing like this, though. There's nothing like this feeling. I love
having less stress in my mind.
Yeah.
I love having less racing thoughts. I love the fact that I can actually respond sometimes instead of always reacting. And like, and it comes from that. But it's intent, you know, it's like.
But it's okay to say, I mean, the thing is like, it's okay to say that I'm addicted to cannabis. If you're listening to this and somebody's telling you you're addicted to cannabis and it's a bad thing, evaluate what you do. Are you a bad person? You're probably pretty easy to get along with. And you're very chill. Most of the people that judge you for it is because of one thing or another. They have some, it's not even the opinion of what others have given them.
It's a lot of stigma.
Yeah, it's just stigma for themselves and a lot of fear. And that's okay. That's totally okay. Right?
But it's okay to be afraid. Like everyone has fears and things they're afraid of. And especially when they don't understand something.
Right.
There's a lot of fear. And so most people haven't taken that time to sit in and understand this. So
which is totally fine.
But if you can help, even on the basic level, send them the show. Go, hey, you know, I've been trying to impact or change my life. I'm trying to better myself. And I've realized that this helps me in XYZ.
It's a tool.
Yeah. And so I use it like you use anti-anxiety meds or anti-depression meds or like pain relief meds or any of these things, sleep medications, all of these things that there's value in you're using it for. It's just, it's having that conversation and opening that doorway to maybe you don't have all the answers, and you don't need to have all the answers, because you can go, I don't have all the answers,
right?
But I know they're out there. And if there's always stuff that you're looking for, have questions on, send them our way.
Yeah, we'd be happy to hear about it. No, take a moment to reflect on this and think about what cannabis has done in your life. What has it done to make your life better? You know, and we're going to get a lot of common answers. You know, that'll be a poll, that'll be a question that we'll ask there in Spotify. And we really want you to think about that. What has it impacted in your life? How has it made it better? We're going to see a lot of similarities. We'll share it on an episode after that to really be able to kind of capture, like, hey, this is what we're seeing as well. And for those who think that it's just for people that want to dull their senses, you know, there's a lot of political people out there like Tucker Carlson, who's like, I don't want my kids smoking marijuana at the dinner table. It's just not going to happen. I'm like, that's ridiculous for one, but two, those are the type of people that really need cannabis because they have this weird ideological perception. Yeah.
They're so tightly strung, it sounds like.
Yeah. They're just wound so tight. And I didn't like being wound tight. Like, I am not as violent of a person as I used to be. You know, you have a little bit of understanding of how I am and what kind of violence I can bring to another individual. And I don't crave that anymore. I don't crave it anymore. And I used to crave it. Like, I wanted that because there's nothing like the feeling of being able to control another human and hold their health in your hands. And all you got to do is make a decision to do or not to do real fast. And it goes so quickly. And there's an exhilaration of that. But I don't care for that as much anymore. Like, I can do it. And it's just mellowed me out. So I don't know. If you're having difficult times and somebody's kind of giving you shit, like we have listeners who have difficulty with the spouse, whether it's their husband, their wife, their life partner, their husband. I mean, it goes any way. It's just whatever, they have difficulties with them and they have a really hard time being able to stop their emotions from getting the best of them. How many marriages could have been saved by step outside, have a puff, come back in?
Oh yeah, because it's like most of the arguments aren't the actual thing. There's usually something else that pushes it and stems it. And
but it's the reflection after the fact and letting it stew. Like I was saying, like instead of it going on, you know, it's honestly one of the best. It's the best equalizers. But yeah, if you're in Utah, go to Dragonfly,
Betty Wellness.
Betty Wellness.
Get some Cindy Cheese.
Yeah, Cindy Cheese. Whoa. Very introspective.
And if you don't have a card and you are in Utah, go to Utah Grown across from Dragonfly Wellness on Tuesdays.
Ooh, yeah.
They take walk-ins or you can even schedule.
Yeah, fantastic opportunity for you. Pricing is up front, but more now one very focused on making sure that you have the best experience.
Yeah. But as always, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and thank all the Patreon members. You know, again, we love you very much and thank you for your support. We love all of you guys. We really do. Yeah. We appreciate you listening to us every week.
And honestly, thanks for it getting to the point it is. Like, when it started, it was just, we never expected it to go anywhere. We thought our friends would maybe listen to it. And then we realized not that many of our friends are all into cannabis. So there's really only a few that would listen anyway.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's been amazing to grow and talk to people around the world.
Yeah.
You know, have people from different countries reach out and go, hey, this is our story, or hey, this is what happened, or this is what we're learning about cannabis. And we love, like, we get shared with us all the time things you guys are like learning as well.
Yeah. So keep sending it in. We really love hearing about it. We love reading it. We discuss it. We bring it up on the show because it helps to be able to educate you guys.
But thanks as always.
All right.
See you next week.
Take care.